cliffcentral.com.
It's time for the window seat with travel.co.za, and we have today Claude van Kiersbilk, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Tourvest Travel Services. He's a busy man, but he's made time for us this morning. So, Claude, it's nice to see you in here. Listen, we've got to catch up because you told me last week about these crooks in the travel business that we've got to warn people about this. There's this company called Priority Escapes or something.
Morning, Gareth.
Morning. How are you? Let's just start off by letting people know, because apparently these guys just, like a Ponzi scheme, like Bernie Madoff, they just absconded with people's money. Some people had paid for holidays, Udo, hundreds of thousands of rands, family holidays. You know how expensive that stuff is. You know, too. Mm-hmm. Travel's not cheap, especially on the rand. And these guys have just gone. What happened?
Gareth, I don't know really what happened in the business, obviously. Yeah.
But what's the effect on people?
These things happen. I mean, these crypto guys have stolen money from
people.
Yes,
of course.
You know? So it happens all over.
It's not only in the travel industry, of course.
And it's devastating for our industry because, you know, one bad apple then
poisons the whole lot.
Poisons the whole lot, you're right. So, but I guess what probably happened is he was taking in money, rolling cash.
So in other words, he would use what money came in to pay for the previous one.
And very likely he was holding...
Who is he? The owner of the company.
His name is Francois, I think.
And Francois owns something.
The company, yeah. And he was probably holding rooms at hotels where he had paid up front for and hoping to sell them. Mm. And he obviously had quite a lot of capacity there and wasn't selling enough out in the marketplace. And
cash flow, huh?
And just ran out of cash. And, you know, in order to stay afloat, he was taking in money. I would imagine. I mean, I'm not in the business. So I wouldn't know what was happening. But generally, that's what happens.
Right? And then using Peter's money to pay Paul's holiday.
There we go, you know, and then eventually it just runs out. You know?
Do people still, en masse, in the majority, need agencies to book holidays? I mean, we live in the era now where I can book anything online and go and verify and check and make sure that the experience that I want is tailored down to the way that I want it. Mm. Do people still need the agencies?
So I'm flying to Barcelona, which is, by the way, become a very hot spot at the moment. I see everyone's in Barcelona and Ibiza. Julie Katapodis is
Katie Katapodis' sister.
Is my travel agent. And I like to have someone holding my hand along the way just in case things happen.
Yeah.
Because things do happen. And I mean, I know someone that went to Ireland, a friend of mine, Tavish. She went to Ireland and booked into an Airbnb, and it was a real dump. Mm. And then he had to leave because he couldn't handle it. So, and then he was lurking the streets of Ireland, trying to find.
I mean, have you ever seen a bad photo, right? Mm. On a website?
Absolutely. No, they always look fantastic. Yeah. Okay, but Claude.
So speaking to the convert, because you own that business
to ask the question.
By the way, their system called Travel IT is the best in the world.
What is it?
It's an online system that handles all of this stuff. Not only does it get you the best value, but it also gives you people you can talk to on the other side if things don't work out.
Tell them about it. Essentially, Travel IT is a business tool, essentially. But I mean, we've evolved it into a leisure technology solution as well, and it allows you to do your own bookings like you want to do. Yeah. But you've got a trusted organization with you when something goes wrong, right? Mm. So when you're booking yourself. And many of these guys had done with Priority Escapes, for example, went direct to Priority Escapes, booked. Now there's no one to help them. There's no one to do anything.
They're stuck.
Because they're now phoning a phone number and this guy's not answering, right? Whereas if you had booked through a travel agent, that travel agent's going to do everything they can to help you.
In fact, a lot of these travel agents have taken the hit themselves, right, Claude?
Well that's what they will do because they'll look after their customer, right? And it really depends on the value we're talking about. But a travel agency is not going to be able to handle a million rand booking. You know, when I say handle a booking, it's not going to be able to cover a million rand.
Yeah.
But they're certainly going to do what they can to help you. Whereas if you book direct on your own, you're on your own.
And that's the difference.
Yeah.
And it sounds so stupid, so please – but I didn't print out my travel form when I went to New York City. And I was staying in the Hilton in Times Square. But I arrived in New York not realizing there's actually like 10 Hiltons in Times Square. Seriously, they're 10. They really are. So I could pick up the telephone and say, hi. Which Hilton am I going to?
Guide me.
On a Saturday in December, just close to Christmas. And she could take the call and help me. So I needed that. It sounds so stupid, but I do. You know, we've lost the fact that you still need one-on-one contact with people. I like to know that there's somebody.
Well, speaking of one-on-one contact, do you remember someone called Keith Clark? He says, good morning, guys. My old mate, Claude, I just want to say hi to him from PE. I'm glad to hear how well he's done in the travel world. So there we go. Do you remember Keith?
A really good friend of mine. He, in fact, employed me in my first job in the, in the 80s.
Yes, well, there he is.
South African Airways. Yeah.
Bloody hell. My first job.
Yeah. Were you a purser? What did you do in SAA?
No, not purser. No. Keith employed me to play football for the South African Airways soccer side.
Wow, Claude.
Yeah, and I travelled to a couple of countries playing football for SAA in those days and then got the job, you know, when my football career ended.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right, well, listen, we've got a lot of ground to cover here. We don't have the whole morning, but I want to talk about a few things. Yeah. So first of all, apparently they're opening up a Club Med resort in KwaZulu-Natal. Listen. Al, you go to KZN often.
I do, and I must tell you, I've been even to a little place called Hibernian, which is beautiful rolling hills. And
Hibernian is where you go, right? But you also go to Mshlanga quite often.
I know, Al goes all over the place. South Coast, but I do KZN. Yeah. Great product.
So, where are they putting this Club Med? Do we know?
North of Durban, they say.
North
of Durban. Right. So it's probably going to be near the airport somewhere, I guess, close to the
Belito
airport.
There.
Yeah,
that's
that area. Okay. That's what they say. I mean, it's still in its development stage in terms of a concept. But that's very exciting, I think.
Listen.
And they've chosen Durban, I hear, because of the weather.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good one. Listen, we need to have people investing back in hospitality in this country, and we're very happy about that. I'll be thrilled.
Please just make sure the water's swimmable.
Yeah. Well, exactly, because it's not in Mshlanga at the moment, right?
Still not.
No, man.
Still cholera in the water.
Oh, you get a couple of turds there and here and there, but but not here, not where he's saying. So there's going to be a new Club Med. That's always good news.
Yeah.
And it's a clever concept they've got
very
going
good
there.
Concept.
You know how much you're in for.
Yeah. All-inclusive.
All-inclusive. The only thing you pay for over and above that, you don't have to worry, Al's drinks.
No, you can get that included.
You get the drinks packages.
You can get the drinks packages as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I tell you, it's worth getting it. So, I mean, I don't drink alcohol, but if your partner drinks or if you want a soft drink, it's worth getting.
Well, certainly if you're traveling overseas in Europe and the
I'm going on a cruise, I mean, so that's why I had to look at this.
South Africa's seriously. Drinks are quite cheap compared to Europe, so you might not want to include in your package.
Wow. But that's where the expenses really rack up.
But food is expensive, so when you're traveling abroad. So, so again, all-inclusive packages are very something that it's worth looking at.
And listen, we've also
You've got kids.
Yeah, and we've got to be realistic, Claude. I mean, the rand is not stretching as far as it used to. At the moment, you've got a few destinations. We've looked at a few of these on this feature on the window seat. We've looked at Turkey, which is still nice and affordable Europe-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
We spoke last week, 2 weeks ago, about Madeira, which nobody thinks about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've actually just been to the Algarve. And,
oh, you have?
I spent a week there. Yes,
how was that?
And it was absolutely amazing. I mean, fantastic. But you can feel where your rand goes.
Is Thailand still the Zanzibar of the middle class for South Africa?
Still lots of people going to Thailand.
Still very affordable.
Yeah.
Very affordable, yeah.
And a lot of South Africans are still looking for bargains wherever they can get them. I think that there are probably more and more places opening up that we don't even know about. And maybe you can mention some of those. But one thing I want to get to quickly for those people who are really feeling adventurous. Apparently Virgin Galactic have successfully flown tourists to space for the first time. Now, Udo, you're an adventurous sort of person. Interested in going to the upper atmosphere for a little Virgin Galactic flight?
After everyone,
what's the ticket now?
After everybody got crunched going to look at the Titanic, you know,
have you seen those videos of what they think happened?
Who wants to go? Stay on Earth, man. What are you going under the sea for?
I mean, Claude, for some people, this would be a dream.
Yeah.
But not for Ellen.
Listen, no, I would. Listen, this would be great. But then you must understand something. If something happens to you,
it's on your own risk.
I'm sorry. I never got it, Claude. I never got it. Maybe you can help me. But pray for the people that really did. But I mean, pray for them, 40 people die on top of Everest every day, every time they climb.
Five
people because they're rich or what? Was it? I mean, I don't get it. I never got it.
The whole thing with Virgin Galactic, some people are looking for pushing the boundaries, doing something they've never done before. And I know when Branson launched this, everybody laughed at him. And they said, this is ridiculous. You know, now he's doddery, started a couple of good businesses and he's done well, but now he's gone beyond it. This is an actual thing. It's happened.
Yeah, sure. And I mean, I guess for anyone who loves the art of flying and being out, you know, near in space and seeing the world and seeing the world round.
Yeah.
You know?
I would do it.
I would love to do that.
I'm just saying.
But it's that feeling of weightlessness that people are chasing after.
Maybe,
right?
Maybe it's that.
Oh my God, I've been wanting that feeling my whole life.
All right, we found what it is, Alan wants weightlessness.
I'm signing up.
What would this cost you? Do we know what
lots of dollars, eh?
Big money.
Lots of dollars.
Yeah. I think it's around the 200,000 rand mark now.
No, that's more than $2.
It'll be expensive. And you'd be up there for a little while. It's not going to be like you up there for like 10 hours.
Yeah.
You get to go, feel a bit weightless, see the world in the round.
And I reckon a seat's not going to be very comfortable.
No, you're strapped in like an astronaut.
Yes.
How am I supposed to be tight and weightless? I
mean, but weightless, Al. Just think about weightless. It's a worthwhile goal.
You're going to be strapped in. You're not even going to know you. You're not going to get that feeling, right?
And then all those things squishing you out, you bursting at the seams.
Speak for yourself. All right, so this is also interesting. I mean, we're in a country where there have been fewer and fewer airlines in the last few years.
Yeah.
Right? We've seen a decline in the number of airlines, of course.
Ridiculous.
But now, apparently, Cathay Pacific are going to continue in South Africa, with Hong Kong and beyond being the destinations. That's interesting news. It's been a couple of years since
it's been about 3-4 years that they've been away, and I guess they're one of the last to come back, you know, which is exciting for us as an industry because we've got more capacity to fly to Southeast Asia, Australia, you know. So, I mean,
popular destinations.
And good airline.
Do we have enough planes coming in and going out? Because we've got to obviously weigh up demand and supply here. What's the supply looking like?
I think if I look at capacity right now, we're a bit stretched at certain periods of time, right? But I think we can do with more. I mean, you just got to look at the airfare prices. They're quite steep. You know, where you were paying maybe 12, 13 grand for a ticket, maybe even closer to 10. Now you're paying closer to 20. You know, maybe 25 you're paying, which is quite expensive.
That's expensive, for sure.
Especially for a family of five or whatever it is, you know. So, it's exciting you seeing these guys coming back, but we want them to come back with some bigger aircraft. They're using a lot of the smaller aircraft, international sort of long-haul equipment, and using their big A380s on the transatlantic routes and that. We'd like to see more of those bigger ones coming because it gives us more capacity.
So where's the competition been? Because if I look at the tourism numbers, post-COVID, it's pretty much stayed the same and then there was growth again. Is it domestic travel now competing with international?
I think there's still a huge demand for international traffic, although the domestic travel, because of COVID, has become the flavor of the month. You know, everybody's wanting to see a bit of their country, which is great. But I still think there's a huge demand for international. But the affordability issue is becoming an issue because, I mean, we know we're all stretched from an economic situation. So international travel is expensive now, you know, for us.
So, Claude, I come to your business, to Tourvest, and I ask you, where should I go? Where should I be going? What would you suggest?
I would ask you, what do you want to do? Right? I mean, where should I go?
I want sun and I want fun and I want I'm asking these questions and I'm saying to you, and I'd like to do it without spending an arm and a leg. Where would you think?
Okay, so if you really like beach, Mauritius is still a great value, right?
I just was there.
Thailand, Zanzibar, those are really nice destinations to go to.
Beautiful.
Internationally, I would start looking at Portugal. You know, Portugal's a great, Madeira is great. The Algarve is fantastic. Lisbon, around Lisbon, you've got Qashqai, which is fabulous. Spain, you know, there's lots of nice, warm and great beaches along the Spain area, within Spain. You know, Southeast Asia is still very affordable, you know. Thailand, Phuket, you know.
I'm only because I've seen it everywhere, and I'm not because I'm Lebanese, but Lebanon also incredible. But seriously, incredible.
You have to give Lebanon a plug.
No, you don't understand. It's the Phoenicians.
Since the explosion, it's much better.
It's much, but it's phenomenal. I'm telling you, it's phenomenal. Listen, go look it up. It's very, very good.
Yeah, no, I've heard.
He's outstanding. It's full. I'm trying to tell you.
Claude came here to tell us things. Now he's getting, now Alan's giving him homework. Listen, that's a lot of.
I'm telling you, Claude, it's good.
That's a lot of info. And Claude, we could talk to you all day and it wouldn't get boring. I mean, you've got stories as well that we haven't even got to. So you've got to come back at some point, please.
Sure.
It's very, very cool to hear all this from you. I'm sorry for all those people who lost money in Priority Escapes, but it is a warning.
Look,
work with people who you know have a track record.
In this business, the
one thing to look out for, and I would really, you know, Francois, any of the listeners to look out for, when they want to use a travel agent or a travel company, look for the Association of South African Travel Agents logo. It means that they've been accredited. We're not in a regulated industry. We're in a semi-regulated industry. In other words, our association provides that regulation, audits every year companies. So we have a good feel as an industry association that the companies are reputable, right?
Right.
So if you want to use a tour operator that's not, then I would suggest you're out there on your own.
At your own risk.
And if you're a travel agent and your name is Francois, go to Home Affairs today and change it to Not That Francois.
One last question.
Al, we've got to wrap up.
Lebanon's great.
Final question.
Al. Yes, we know Lebanon.
We've got the beautiful Mediterranean. The African side of the Mediterranean. Are there Morocco, nice destinations
Morocco,
that side?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Morocco.
Morocco's lovely.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering.
Stunning.
Egypt.
You don't want to really do Algeria and Libya. Tunisia.
I never thought Libya, but I'm just there's a reason I asked the question. It's because it's so great that side. You're talking about Portugal, Spain, France, but then are we seeing on the opposite side? And is it reasonable?
I think Morocco is probably the best out of that lot there to go to. I mean, they got some great hotels, etc. I've not been, so I can't really comment too much on it. But I think that would be a nice destination to go to if that's where you're looking at. You know.
Claude, thank you very much.
Thanks,
it's great to have you here. And that is The Window Seat. We do this every 2 weeks with TTS, with Tourvest Travel Services. That's your business, but also travel.co.za if you want to go and take a look at destinations. Al, you can go and look them all up there.
Thank you, Asha.
Very good. CliffCentral.com.